It is now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me.
Yay!
Alright, so the rest of this, sorry guys, I couldn't finish it all in one take. I figured I could do it all one shot and then, you know, split the episode. So here comes the lessons, life lessons. So, getting back to craziness and absolutely ridiculousness. Who's ready to learn some life lessons? Well, what got me started on this journey? This is the test. Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jimmy Jabs. Make sure to have fun with things you do constantly. This is Jimmy Jabs. This is Sean Connery saying, this is one of the best podcasts I've ever been a part of. I'll put your head through that fucking wall. This is Bill Byrne. I'm just checking in on you. I'm going to go do a live podcast on Castbox. Stop the up the I really wanted to get music involved. Evolved. So many things we could do. Did you know Conan O'Brien has a podcast? Really? This guy has a podcast. It seems like everybody has a podcast. Let me introduce you to my great friend. He has a podcast. His name is Mr. What was it again? Mr. Heineken. No, that's the beer. This name is Philimanjaro. No, that's not it either. It's Kostumi Bar. Mr. Ipkon Shitsky. Mr. Jeff Jiggerson. He's one of my favorites. This is Jeff Jiggerson. Come on, the report Christmas trees are getting pretty silly. So you might ask yourself at this point, he's lost his mind. Who wants to be a contestant on? Remember those shows back in the day? Reality TV. Come live with six strangers who will just bitch and moan, fight each other, have sex. Don't have sex. He's cheating. She's cheating. He's a piece of shit. She's a cunt-licking son of a bitch. On this week's episode of Reality TV. But now we have CNN, NBC, and then it evolved into HBO. Stands for Home Box Office, by the way. HBO Cinemax. Skinamax. Then there was Porno Channel. Then, 10, 15 years later, we got NBC Plus. Then we got the Paramount Channel. Then we got Disney. Then Disney Plus, HBO Max, Spotify, Crack, Showtime, Smack. We got stars on top of stars. Do you want to watch the latest episode of The Walking Dead? Well, all you gotta do is say the word Walking Dead into your phone or scan it or take a picture. And before you know, you'll have 17 episodes free. And you get 7 days free. You'll forget to click on it. Hopefully. We used to make it 30 days. Then we realized people were getting smart and they were writing it down. But 7 days? People are forgetting that shit. Yeah, so we get to charge him for that month. Plus, Disney Plus, 5 years from now, it's going to be Disney Plus Plus. You can't even watch the newer movies on Disney Plus. Example, when the Black Widow dropped, you still had to pay $30. It wasn't enough to have Disney. You had to have Disney Plus to watch it. But not only that wasn't enough, you had to have Disney Plus exclusive. How fucking crazy do we make each other? The reason why a lot of these kids are bullied in school today is because they have social media. That is the trick. When I was growing up, you could be fucking a pony in the hallway. You could literally be fucking a pony. All balls and all, holes are filled. No lubrication. This was vacation to me on my ordinary day at school trip. The craziest thing I've ever seen happen was a student raised his hand and says, I want to know the answer to this question. That was a fucking nutty day. We talked about it for weeks. Did you see that guy, Gary? Oh my God, what a fucking freak. Now it's,
I'm a little different. I sound like this.
Let's go make fun of him and bully him, but we're not going to go punch him. We're going to go online and hit buttons. We're going to force him to do weird things. And then when we know what he's looking, we'll push him sometimes. Maybe into a locker. Maybe throw food in his face. We don't know. It's getting crazy here. Then there was a time when kids were just really fucking off the walls, batshit crazy. They come in with guns, they shoot up the whole place, it's a whole thing on TV, and you're like, wow, that's crazy, that's just fucking unreal. I'm from Philly, folks, we don't really care about that stuff, because that shit didn't happen, because we were fucking normal-er than most people. But out in the sticks, I guess there's not much to do. You get made fun of. You know, there was no phone you can go run to and be like, let me put on a podcast and feel good about something, or have some therapeutic answer at your fingertips. What happens when the world goes to shit and we have none of this left? My hope is for that there's more and more and more, but I'm honestly going to be honest, and brutally honest is all I can be, is that the end of times are near. 125 to 135 years I give left to this planet. We, if you or me are still alive in our 80s or early 90s, the oil race will be done. There will be no more oil in that drum. It will be empty. We will look like dumbasses for fucking going into our veins and sucking every fucking thing up. Because we're a bunch of buffoons, moronic morons. We are petty peddlers peddling through the swamp of time. And the only thing we're doing is to keep peddling through this shit swamp that we call planet Earth. And what do you do when you're in quicksand? You don't move. It makes it worse. You stay still. You figure shit out. This generation is better than my generation, and way better than the generation before that. I ain't saying our generation is the best. Nowhere near it. I'm not saying this generation is the best. You guys got a lot to learn. Technology is not the answer. It is the key, but it's not the answer. There's a lot of things you can learn from it. There's a lot of things you can also do without. Like, how many people do you see walking on the street looking down at their phone? None. Because you're probably one of the assholes looking down at your phone. Exactly. You're probably like, why did he flip? What flipped his lid? Why is he so mean in these last 9 minutes of madness? This is my ranting and raving. This is what I did podcasting to do. To tell you the truth, no matter how much it hurts. Do I get a like button? A smiley face? Am I a fucking nutcase? A shit show of a batshit crazy fucking whorehouse, lazy fuck motherfucker. Probably, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. I'm just trying to throw words together and hopefully one or two of them stick. But hopefully, when I said world and ending, that really fucking stuck. Because guess what? This sucks. The people who run this place suck. If I could, I would get them in a room, beat the fuck out of them. I wouldn't wish death upon them. But they are fucking our world into oblivion, and I'm getting fucking angry. I don't know about you. One time I was asked, like, why don't you do a bit, a comedy skit bit? This is the joke. We're living in it, and we're fucking this planet like a fucking dumpster whore. How much more can we take? How much more bullshit do I gotta write down and put in fucking text to speech before you understand my speech and I'm speaking to you the truth shall set you free? But no, honestly, it's not. It's hard work. Learning that you don't need 27 tablets to get through your room to room effort of moving. I'm getting sick of this generation and all their fucking bitching and complaining. And they don't have this and they don't have that. I did say I was going to put this on the show about life lessons. This is number fucking 1 through 10 all in one shot. Listen to me. If you have a problem, if you think somebody's picking on you or something like that, I'm not saying you should go do something crazy, grab a gun, go fucking talk to somebody. Matter of fact, why don't you talk to the person bullying you? I used to beat people with words. I would mentally destroy people, destroy them. I didn't have to do that regularly, though. Thank God. I put off a good karma because deep down inside, I know the key to happiness and having happiness around you is inside you. It's inside us all. You just gotta open that shit up and let people see it. Just because you're different. And I mean different in a way that I can't tell you because I was never like that. My sister was bisexual. She were bi, whatever the words are. All these different letters. Whatever this person's skin is, none of that shit matter from where I was. We didn't worry about that shit. Nobody cared about that shit. I told you the weirdest thing is something like, you know, like this is the most trouble you get in. When somebody threw eggs at your house on Mischief Night. Now Mischief Night are like, well, let's drink beer and talk about our problems. Which is great. I think kids should be talking about problems. I just don't think kids should be talking to other kids about the problems. Go to an adult, somebody who is at least 20 years older than you, who has a little bit more life experience, and then ask them, say, hey, what do you think I should do? Just make sure the dude or woman or whoever you're talking to does not have a paper bag around what they're drinking or any needle marks lately that's sticking out of their arm. Or any kind of rubber bands of that, yeah, of that matter. So let's keep it fucking brutally honest on this life lesson. Life is not fucking easy, but it could be. It all depends on the next generation or two. What would they do? Your kids have the ball in the court. Do we let them learn life lessons all by themselves, or do we leave them go to their own devices that they're already making and were already given to them and let them teach them? Or just maybe the old fashioned stick and stone and teaching them something about this is how the first person might have thought. Do you have anything to add on? Any questions? How do those stars get there? You know, those things in the sky at night that you could see? What do you think about the moon? Gravity, dark matter, energy. Stuff to keep their minds wondering why instead of wondering Why is everybody treat me like this? And that goes for the bullies too. I know there's nobody perfect out there. And I can't solve every problem with words. But I can start by trying. This is Jimmy James. Peace the fuck out. Yeah, we're just getting started, guys. I told you, Life Lessons Part 2 is coming out. I'm doing it right now, still Tuesday, still the 21st. I was going to get it out tomorrow. I'll probably just knock it out tonight because I probably won't feel like doing a podcast for 2 or 3 fucking days. So, yeah, you guys heard me go a little crazy there, huh? Yeah, well, that shit happens. I appreciate everybody who is listening and has been listening. I don't want you to think I'm a mental nutcase, be like, what the fuck was that about? He just went crazy. Well, that's the truth. That's why I really do it. I would like to sit here and pick through a lot of shit that these people whine and bitch and complain about. Listen, it's enough. I remember one of my first episodes, I said something like, it wasn't really funny or anything. It was just like about the dog barking. You know, I don't hear that anymore, by the way. You know, but I'm so tired of the bullshit, and, you know, it's just, how much can you take of it, of the same old routine, same old bullshit, and I'm talking about everyday life, shit on TV, I mean, there's murder this, and murder that, then they make documentaries about it, and it's so all over in your fucking face, on your phone, on your tablet, on the fucking TV, it's all over the fucking place. And I mean that literally, mentally, fucking every kind of fucking just way it's in your fucking face. Who's gonna know how to deal with that shit? Your parents? You? Do you even have kids? Maybe you do, maybe you don't. You might even ask yourself, well, do you? Well, I've never talked about that. Probably never will. But it's not something that's like hurting inside. It's just something that I don't talk about. But I could tell you one thing. I have experience. Maybe not as much as somebody would at my age. You know, I'm just getting so sick and tired of the fucking whining and bitching and moaning. Listen, I talked about this shit so much, I just balled it all up into 15 minutes and was yelling and screaming and saying shit. Some of it I meant, some of it I was just like, fucking, I don't care. And that's the way I am, you know, this is my podcast, my show. And that's the way love goes. By the way, people are hitting me up out of nowhere, and this is new podcasters that want to do a podcast show with me or just, you know, have me on your show. First of all, that's amazing. But if you just hit me up out of the blue, I'm not going to be ready. You know, it's something we got to plan or time. So if you're hearing this and you're like, well, I want to do a podcast with him, he's on Anchor, I know that, I could just, you know, hopefully he'll join my show and we could record. Yeah, maybe you'll catch me on one of those days where I'm just like, fuck it, I'll do it. But usually I like, you know, give me a heads up. Let me know what's going on. And I guarantee I will do one with you. It's not a place. It's like a place where you get your show out and you tell your story of whatever it is, imaginary stuff, fictional facts, whatever, doesn't matter. If there's meaning or purpose behind it, that's great. If there isn't any, fuck it, that works too. Whatever is in your wheelhouse of craziness, I'm down with it. And most people will be. I just hate these fucks that get on and you know, I'm not talking about podcast or anybody podcasting. Like, do you want me to grow your podcast? I'm so fucking sick of it. I literally talked about it. I wrote a rap thingy about it on text-to-speech. Like, what else do I have to do to get through to you that I am not interested in any which fucking way? Seriously. So, stop. That's enough. It's enough. I don't think I would be a good famous person. I seriously don't. Like, I would still, like, talk to people. You know what I mean? Like, I could see myself being in my... First of all, I always wanted to know why they called it an ivory tower. I mean, is it made out of elephant husk? I don't fucking know. Is it tusk or husk? Anyway, husk sounds more like a wolf thing. Anyway, getting off, way off, way off subject. That ball is out of here, Lion Drive, Lenny Dykstra. No, that's, that was old Harry Callis right there. That ball is out of here, the Phillies. No, I fucking loved him. I talked about my time down at the vet, so you can go listen somewhere. Sometime, I think it was the baseball one where me and my pops got into that. But yeah, you know, like Facebook, I don't think I would be one of those famous people that'd be like, yeah, let's talk. I'm just not in the mood right now. I didn't want to finish this. And I'm like, fuck it. I'll put some of it together. And that's being brutally honest with you. Like, somebody might recommend, or, you know, I did say something about taking criticism. Somebody might criticize me and say, well, you should do 1, 2, and 3. If you have 3 episodes a week, you should do 1 on this day, 1 on that. You know, but you don't understand. I gotta vent this shit out, otherwise it's gonna come out in different ways. So I'm gonna tucker myself out. Gonna get all tired yelling and shit into the mic. You goddamn maniac kids, get off my lawn and shit like that. You know, like stupid shit. Nothing funny. Pace myself at my old age. I'm getting older than now. I'm almost 40 years old. Can't feel my bones anymore. I do funny skits. I don't know if they're funny. They just do skits. I think they're funny. I like the voices behind them. You know, I've always liked to fuck with voices and shit. So I recommend you do that. So there goes another life lesson for you. Fuck it. It's all insane. We're all going to the same place. I'll meet you there. Oh, God. I don't think I have anything else to give tonight. So what I'm going to do is pack it in. Yeah, I think I'm done. I'm going to take a sip of my iced tea. If there's no ice in the iced tea, you go to the store, you buy, hey, grab me some iced tea, but there's no ice in it. Isn't it just tea? I don't know. Just theories I ponder myself to death. I also been getting into meditation, and I have been wondering why. Why, oh why, does life go on the way it does? I was listening to this YouTube channel about, you know, because I heard my dad was talking about Dolores Cannon, and there was Stephen Greer, and how there's the light people. We're light people. We're, I've heard this a lot, and then I'm like, wow, that really does sound like me. And I'm like, you know, because I always look at the bullshit behind it first. I always look at the sales pitch. You know, when he mentioned that Dolores Cannon chick, I was thinking, like, all right, you know, she really talks a lot about her books. Like, in my first book, I wrote this, and then in my yonder book, my second book, I get all the maintenance people, or whatever the fuck it was called. And I'm not saying she's full of shit. I mean, she's full of shit, but she's not full of shit to a point. An existential point of life is pretty much what she's saying. Like, that's the truth. You know, we're here for some sort of purpose. It seems like what she's saying, though, is it's like, okay, I understand what you're saying. It just seems what you're saying is an impossible thing to reach. It's that meditation point of where you're so focused in, you become one with the universe, and your body will just float right out of you like the fucking Matrix or Doctor Strange hitting Spider-Man out of his body, or vice versa. The fucking, you know how I'm all hooked into that MCU shit. I like it for the science. And here's something you might not hear me say often, but I didn't think the Spider-Man movie was all that great. I seen it on the camera fucking version. Wasn't that great. But that's not my podcast. I don't really want to get into movies. So honestly, I don't know if this is a fucking life lesson, but I don't know if I'm going to put this now or later. All I know is I'm over 10 minutes here and I'm going to stop because I need to put my fucking head to the bed. Like a heroin addict. I remember that one. Like an heroin addict. But only I won't be dead. I'll be resting for a little while. So let me go ahead and rejuvenate my spiritual flow. The side of me. What's inside of me. Inside of us. The greatness that comes with being a human. A decent human being. And saying, still, after all my madness and craziness and off the wall batshit fucking delusional theories of madness, craziness, whatever I just said. I probably already fucking said that. Dimensions, dimension. Is it the dimension? Delusions. He has dimensions. Yes, he's from different multiple universes. Yes, it's dementia. I think I have dementia. So, what was I saying? I think I have the dementia. I got the pills. I just can't remember where I put them. Type of kind of joke. Alright, well, that's it. I'm done. Time to go choke the old chicken and fall asleep with some miracle whip. I can't do this anymore. I'm giving up. I'm quitting. This is my last podcast show. I think I ought to go. My brain is becoming detached to my head and shoulder latched off. I'm losing all sense of motor ability in my right arm. Left arm? Which arm goes before you die? Heart attack, maybe? Anxiety? Are you still dealing with that? Will I ever stop? My finger is over the stop button, but for some reason I cannot push it. So I'm just gonna slide out of here like a $2 hooker. Peace out. Like always, take care of yourselves and one another. This is Jimmy James saying go fuck yourself. Peace out.